I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A Colombian peace advocacy group, the New Rainbow Corporation, says the FARC rebel group is still a danger to the security of the country. It says despite recent setbacks, the FARC still operates in 74 areas of the country and has thousands of armed fighters. It's not the only armed group in Colombia. Conrad Fox visited southern Colombia and tells a story of Dagoberto Iroa. All Iroa wanted to do was go to town to sell a mule. His family said it was too dangerous because the road was littered with landmines. Here's Fox's report.
There have been landmines hidden under the fields and roads of this mountainous region for years. The crudely made but powerful devices are placed by the National Liberation Army, or ELN for its initials in Spanish. It's one of several armed groups in Colombia. The ELN is smaller but more rigidly Marxist in ideology than the better-known FARC. The ELN uses the mines to keep government forces at bay. Until recently, locals knew where most of them were. But a few months ago, the Colombian army began attacking the ELN. Desperate, the rebels planted ever more mines, most of them unmarked. Now, for locals, a simple trip to sell a mule has become all but impossible. Dagoberto's friend, Edgar Narváez, picks up the story.
5 de la tarde debía de estar llegando a la casa, pero no llegó.
He was due back around 5 in the afternoon, says Narváez, but he never turned up. Some workers said that around 1 o'clock they'd heard a mine explode. The family begged him, says Narváez, to help them look for Dagoberto, but he knew it would be a risk to all their lives. Reluctantly, he joined the family in retracing Dagoberto's steps. After several hours walking through the forest, his fears were confirmed.
Miramos un galoncito.
They saw a thermos of coffee that Dagoberto had taken. Narváez remembers that way up in a tree there was a shirt, as if someone had hung it there. Dagoberto's daughter, Rosa, walked off into the woods. Here's my dad, she called out. He was dead. Lots of his body parts were just missing. According to the Canada-based organization World Landmine Monitor, Colombia has the highest rate of mine-related accidents in the world. Last year, 193 people were killed by landmines in Colombia. In Nariño, the problem is now so severe, it has brought normal life to a standstill. According to local officials, some 3,400 people in the conflict zone are unable to leave their communities or get food transported in. Information about the conditions in the communities is sketchy. There are no land telephone lines, and rebels forbid the use of cell phones within their territory. 15 miles away in the village of El Decio, Major Javier León of the Colombian Army talks to a group of campesinos. They're from communities deep in the conflict zone. 2 days ago, the campesinos walked 8 hours on a back route to buy supplies. Now, they're trying to get home on the main road. Thanks to army demining, they've made it this far in a rented truck. The major says the road is clear for another mile or so from here. Beyond that, he offers no guarantees. When the major finishes talking, the campesinos cram into the back of a rented pickup truck. They allow me to come with them. We drive up a tortuous mountain road towards home, but are stopped at numerous army checkpoints. At the last one, soldiers warn us to cross on foot through a small village deserted weeks ago by its inhabitants. The houses and streets here are booby-trapped with explosives. There's a grim silence as our band gets down from the truck and begins to walk. 5 minutes later, the village, where even the army is afraid to go. Word arrives from a local farmer that we're being watched by an ELN lookout. Finally, one man calls out, "Let's go!" "To everyone his own saint," says another. In single file, we head briskly down the road, the campesinos avoiding my microphone. Talking to a journalist can be risky if the rebels find out. I try to ask a question of one woman. "I can't talk now," she says frantically. "Hide that microphone." Within a few minutes, the group snakes its way through the empty streets of the village, then rounds a bend and is out of sight and into the middle of a minefield. For The World, I'm Conrad Fox in Nariño State, Colombia.